Hey, where's your outlet?
So I can plug you in on this week's episode of Smiley Said It. Today's date is August 3rd, 2020, and it is Monday, and I'm on time. Wow. That's a good thing, right? We are going to talk about, you know, some bullshit. But, you know, we're going to talk about Beyonce. We're going to talk about Megan Thee Stallion. We're going to talk about what racists are willing to do to express their racism. Politics, a little bit. Just a little bit. And, yeah. Let's go. Well, welcome back. And, since one of my faves of all time, Brandy, has released her album, her seventh album, I'm just gonna give you guys a cute little intro, you know, because also Netflix has brought back Moesha, and they also brought along other great Black shows that just giving us like really, really good nostalgia. So let me just, you know, sing a little cute opening. My best friend always on my mind. You gotta be down for mine. Gotta do what I gotta do. Gotta move on, Moesha. I'm Moesha. Moesha. Period. All right? Because we love, love, love that show. I mean, I was born in 92, so this show was like everything. And more. But yes, you guys, Brandy, she released her album called B7. And yeah, go stream it, go buy it. It's on all platforms, of course. Yeah, my favorite, I would say like my favorite top three, because I mean, the whole album is fucking amazing. I mean, it's Brandy. But my top three that I've been playing like in rotation is Rather Be, Saving All My Love, and Borderline. Like, my goodness, there's nobody doing it like her, period. Her low register is just super amazing. And yeah, I mean, all of her songs are fucking amazing. She definitely was giving me messages, you know, in regards to her mental health. And I don't want to give it away because I really want you guys to listen to this album. Brandy is just amazing. She's just like up there, you know. She can't be duplicated, and for many reasons. I mean, we have Whitney, you know, our lovely Whitney, who was her mentor, and Whitney Houston is the greatest of them all. And so, what does that tell you? You know what I mean? Like, what does that say? You know. Why are you down there? I will never forget that. For those who know, you know exactly what that quote came from. Why are you all the way down there? Moving on. Go stream her album. Like I said, please just do what's right. You know, let's support the real good people that are still here with us, you know. And let's, you know, give Brandy our support because she is fucking amazing. And also Solange said to do so as well because Solange is a big fan of Brandy as well. For those that care. Let's talk about Netflix, you know, for giving us a really, really good lineup for like some really good Black nostalgia. Because my God, I was shocked. I was like really, really shook. I was like, wow, Netflix, like, wow, you guys really went there. I love it. I love it. For those that are in the age bracket and for those who are just, you know, listening to understand and want to get into like, you know, all of this amazing Black classics that we just would never ever forget, that just, I mean, they're still relevant today. So including the topics that were on these shows and everything, I mean, relevancy, right? TV shows from like the 90s and early 2000s, like Moesha, The Game, Sister, Girlfriends, The Parkers, Half and Half, and 101 will all be streaming on Netflix. Moesha is now streaming. The Game season 1 through season 3 will be August 15th. Sister on September 1st. Girlfriends September 11th. The Parkers on October 1st. Half and Half on October 15th and 101 on October 15th as well, which is pretty cool. I mean, all the girls from Girlfriends, like Joan, Tony, Maya, and Lynn, for those that watch the show, they all gave their little, you know, cute excitement of the reveal on Twitter. And yeah, it's really, really cute. I mean, those shows literally like changed the face of like television for Black girls, period. From like, there's no comparison. Like, even today, we don't have that type of representation of like the, I don't know, like the, it was relatable, right? Those shows were very relatable for like the average young girl to adulthood, and the transition between being a young woman into like a real grown woman that has responsibilities. You know, they had careers, they had real relationships that were relatable from breakups and real drama, you know what I mean? And when it came to like racism and colorism amongst the Black community, and, you know, racism against whites, and it's just, it was like so many things that we can relate to. And I'm happy that Netflix decided to bring it back, because we couldn't really find a lot of those shows, especially Girlfriends, like anywhere. You have to like pay for it. But now we can just go on Netflix, and, you know, this year we can just watch it and a part of our Netflix subscription. So shout out to Netflix. Y'all doing your thing for doing that. Really, seriously, we appreciate it. And I can't wait to just binge. I'm going to binge on all of these shows this year. So we're going to have a really good fall. And I can't wait. Up next, we have Beyonce. And yeah, sis, you know, she came out with the visuals, the videos for, you know, Black is King on Disney Plus. Shout out to her. And I would like to say that the visuals are A. The grade is A for me. And she never disappoints when she's choosing the right people to give a really good visual for her albums. And including, you know, my fave, Beyonce, her self-titled album, and then it's Lemonade. And now I have another one. Let's just, you know, give the props. My favorite is Already. You know, that's my favorite visual. And I mean, that's my favorite song. I have three top songs off of that album: Find Your Way Back, Already, and Mood Forever. I mean, these are just my top three. I can play these three songs like every day and won't get tired of them. And, you know, Brown Skin Girl, like the whole album is great, you know, but these three songs just make me feel a certain way. I don't know. They just do. Especially Find Your Way Back. That song seems like really personal for some reason. I just love those top three. Those are my top three. And also, I love the visuals. I love the visuals, period. Kudos to our entire team. Seriously. I would love to continue searching for the credits for everybody that's responsible, from, you know, the set list to the DP to the director, everybody. I mean, I know Beyonce was also one of the directors, but yeah, I mean, it took, I'm sure, a lot of people to gather that entire visual. So I'm pretty sure the list is really long, but they matter, right? It wasn't just Beyonce. It was her and her entire team that just created this entire amazing visual for her album. Yes, congratulations, Beyonce. You are on Disney Plus. You are now watching Disney. Okay, moving along. This is so freaking random, but for those who know who Andrew Caldwell is, he's the young Black male who is not gay no mo. he's a social media, I don't know, I guess a comedic relief at this point. But nevertheless, he was fighting somebody. I believe that this person, it was two white men actually, and that called him a nigger. So he got out of the car and he whooped some ass. And he literally did. He was playing church music. He was playing the Clark Sisters. I forget which song it was, but one of the Clark Sisters. And at the red light, he jumps out of the car. So someone pulls up, records the fight, a guy and a woman. And the guy is homophobic because he kept using the F word. He kept saying that word. F-A-G, you know that word. He was using the F word over and over. And then he said, ain't that the gay guy on the news? No, I laughed at that because it's like, okay, but I didn't hear the other words, like the F word. I didn't hear him say that word until someone sent me the full clip. And that's why I was like, wow, okay. But yeah, he's been standing up for himself. I'm happy for him because he really is about that action and we love to see it. And good for you, Andrew, for sticking up for yourself, because we gotta let these people know you throwing us, you know, the N-word, and, you know, it's just not cool because you will get your ass beat by the right person, the right one. And Andrew was the right one while playing gospel music in the background. Whew. I was cracking up. Y'all got to see that video. Just type in his name on Google or Instagram, Twitter. I'm sure y'all can find it. But Andrew was beating some ass. So go ahead. So apparently, Megan Thee Stallion is making a song with Cardi B. And, you know, on her Instagram page, she, put out a really cute photo of herself and that girl, Cardi, back to back. And they have like this really cute 90s updo hairstyle that blends together with each other, but it looks really tasteful. And so whoever did their cover art, their cover work, did a really good job in that matter. But yeah, I'm not listening. I don't care about Cardi B. For those that know, if for those who don't, yeah, I'm not a fan of her. I'm not a fan of how she treats Black women in general. She did and said some really shady shit. She said some colorist shit. She's done just really trash, horrible things. She's not talented. She didn't deserve a Grammy. And that's just what it is. Everything that Nicki Minaj said about her is still relevant today. Roaches! yeah, I guess, I mean, you know, Aquarians, we love to just do, you know, charity work for those in need. And we're just really nice people, you know. We give handouts and to those who are just, you know, desperately in need. Because otherwise, somebody was really checking for Cardi like that. Or am I? Maybe I don't keep up with her, but I haven't heard from her. So, yeah. You know. Got a Snipes straight out of the hood. My Yonla voice. If you caught that, you caught that. But, yeah. Moving along. I just don't understand why it is that racists find themselves, I don't know, just cutting a damn fool on the internet and losing their jobs. It's like, you know, one after the other, you would think, you know what, maybe I shouldn't say, you know, you should go get hung on a tree, or, you know, another monkey dead, or, you know, things like that. Maybe, you know, just retracting yourself from just typing just out loud, like, you know, no, like, it doesn't cross your mind, like, you're typing out to the world to see that you are a bigot and racist and, I don't know, homophobic. It doesn't matter. Like, okay, so don't be mad when people simply contact your job, because you will lose it, most likely, right? A lot of these races don't work for themselves. A lot of these races don't make a lot of money anyway. And if for those that do, I'd love to see it even more, because fuck capitalism, right? But it should take a lot of emails, right? To then where someone's like, oh, we just, you know,
fired someone because due to the heavy volume of concerned, you know, citizens or whatever, it's like one email should have been enough because it's still the message, right? Like, why do you need like the same message over and over again by different people to be like, oh, okay, now, yeah, it's racist. Yeah. Yeah, what they did was racist. Yeah. So we got to fire them. Like, the first email and the first receipts, like the proof, you know, screenshots, whatever, being sent to these companies to let them know, like, you got racist employer. I'm a racist employee, but America, right? America.
Well, we still haven't gotten justice for Breonna Taylor, and the mayor of Louisville is pretty much giving us all the middle finger, you know. Unfortunately, there's a lot of things going behind the scenes that are now coming to the surface. The system, again, just keep showing us like they don't give a fuck about black bodies. They don't. They really don't. And now I'm trying to figure out exactly why did the district attorney get married recently instead of, again, putting just an hour into this case for Breonna Taylor, just to even flip through pages even to see, you know, the logistics of exactly what the fuck happened. No, he decided to get married. And for those that don't know or aren't aware, the district attorney, Daniel Cameron, is a piece of shit. He is. He's a coon. He's a black man. Got married to a white young lady. When he was just dating somebody else 7 months ago, by the way. Cameron is 34 years old, and he has been endorsed by the president, Donald Trump, and is a protege of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who was at his wedding as well. Nobody wore a mask, by the way, at his wedding. Nobody. So we're only hoping for the best, right, from this as an outcome. Evil laugh. Anyways, he has repeatedly declined to give a timeline on when he will conclude the investigation into Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly, Officer Miles Cosgrove, and now former Officer Brett Hankinson, the three Louisville plainclothes officers who fired their weapons and killed Breonna in her home. Now, it's been since March 13th since she was murdered, and nothing. It's been a very long time at this point, you know. And about 87 people, according to CourierJournal.com, 87 people were arrested, including two of the protest organizers in the name of Breonna Taylor. I don't know. I really struggle to like understand what the fuck is going on. But Daniel Cameron this man is just a coon. Let's see what his excuse is this time, because people believe that his wife is pregnant, which is why he pretty much did a shotgun wedding. I mean, it was pretty fast since the day that he proposed to her and posted pictures and shit. But a lot of people are not happy about how he is going about this. And it's just sad, you know, that we're witnessing how fuckless these people are, you know. And man, again, rest in power, Breonna. Portland is literally showing the fuck up. DC showing the fuck up, like all over. So I mean, the protests haven't stopped, y'all. They're just not covering it as much on the news, you know. But they're still fighting hard and dealing with fuck shit from the police, of course, and all that. But we got to get Donald Trump out of office, period. We have to get him out of office. Like, this is looking really, really bad. Also, for those who want to get in and mail their votes, because apparently there's a lot of delays going on with USPS, and there's a lot of bullshit happening because of that, and it's intentional. So please make sure that you cast in your vote. If you're mailing it, try to do priority, just so that, you know, there's no hiccups. Make sure that it is priority, or was it first class? Make sure that it just gets there the next day, and that you pay whatever fee you need to pay, because I'm telling you, they're fucking with the polls at locations down here in Atlanta, especially in the South. They love to do that. They love to shut down polls and make it difficult to vote. It's already out there in the opening that is the case. So make sure that you go out and vote early if you can. And if you are mailing your votes, please do it as a priority when you're mailing it, or first class. All right, so that's that in politics, because my God, I'm just exhausted just talking about that. Seriously. I mean, I see it every day on my newsfeed, on Instagram, when I'm scrolling, I just see crazy shit, and it's hard to talk about it, you know, after a long day. Oh, and also, please make sure that you do your research on Kamala Harris, because I'm so tired of people boosting about this lady and not understanding what she represents, where her goals are, if she was to be the vice president beside Joe Biden, because my goodness, you guys, listen, you know, understand exactly what policies these people want to enforce, because I don't understand how a Democrat would want to vote for her, or why it would be a good idea for her to be vice president. So I decided to take a break from Grey's Anatomy. I'm on, what is it, the eighth season? Yeah, the eighth season. And I can't do it. It's too much. It's too much. Shonda Rhimes, you're doing too much. Given the climate that we're in, I don't want to be down and sad. So I'm trying to see what TV show series I'm going to start next that I haven't watched or seen yet. I need to get on HBO Plus and see what that's, you know, see what that's about. I don't know what other shows are coming on. Again, I don't know. I've just been watching Grey's Anatomy. Literally, that's all I've been watching. So I'm sorry, you guys. Oh, Real Housewives of Potomac is back on Bravo, and Monique ended up dragging Candace. Drag me, Monique, drag me. And guess what? Candace said that, and guess what? Monique's dragged her ass. Literally, like, it was chaotic. I'm not sure if they should. I doubt they showed that episode tonight on the premiere. But, on Sunday. But I'm pretty sure, you know, it's worth watching. I'm definitely watch that episode if I can, because I've been waiting to see it. I hate to say that I've been waiting, you know, waiting to see two black women fighting, but I mean, it's the rival, and they always try to play her. They always try to play Monique. So she's not pregnant anymore, and she was like, I'm about that life, and I'm going to show you I'm about that life. She warned her, hey, you know, it is what it is. But yep, a new season of Real Housewives of Potomac is back on, you guys. So if you watch the show, go check it out. All right, I'm only giving this dude a few minutes. Tay, social media hairstylist, because that's what he is. He's a social media hairstylist, a well-known one on social media, because apparently he's unprofessional and doesn't really care to be a professional hairstylist. He has done Nicki Minaj's hair and a lot of other people's hair, including, you know, a lot of these Instagram baddies or whatever you call them. He's friends with Ari, really good friends with Ari, to the point where he'd rather do her hair for free than to call up Nikki, you know, and let her know that he can't do her hair within, you know, a couple of days, if that, 24 hours to a couple of days, I believe it was. He just went blank on her and she was pissed, rightfully so. And Jonathan, who did, I believe, Megan Thee Stallion's hair when she had that like ombre color, that blue ocean ombre color. It reminded me of Heather Sanders. If you know who that is, you know who that is. If you don't, it's okay. But Heather Sanders was Kylie Jenner's ex-best friend. And she had like, she was well known for like this type of like blue ocean ombre color hairstyle. But anyway, Tay and Jonathan don't get along. And I guess Tay got mad because Jonathan stepped in to do Nikki's hair for the reveal of her showing that she's pregnant. Chinese bangs, you know, two braids on the side, you know, really cute. Pink, you know, lemonade color wave with a little top bun, chopsticks on the top of the bun. And yeah, I mean, Tay went off on Instagram, of course, like he always does, talking about loyalty. And I mean, Nikki is not your girlfriend, you know, Nikki is not one of the girls, you know, that you can just act like you're the only person that can touch her head, her scalp, okay, her Trini scalp that she fucking doesn't have to like tolerate. Like, when did it become a thing where hairstylists really feel like you just can't, I don't know, get your hair done by other people? No, like, I mean, that applies even like in everyday life. They're not even on no celebrity shit. There are hairstylists out there that if you go to another hairstylist, they don't ever want to do your hair again. It's weird. It's really weird. But also there's a lot of hairstylists that operate different than how, you know, they used to be when I was growing up. You know what I mean? People don't like to wash hair anymore, apparently, or they charge you for it. Crazy stuff like that. You know, and they want you to blow dry your hair out before you come because they don't want to stretch it themselves, or they don't know how to braid without stretching your hair with heat. Just, I'm not trying to throw shade, but I'm just saying it's the truth. Now he's back puddling and saying that he loves Nikki. He posted, you know, a song of Nikki's on his page. And, you know, he's young-minded, very catty, very just messy. And Nikki should not ever mess with him, period. She should just give other people an opportunity to do her hair that are just as talented, if not more, because he's not the best weaviologist or hair colorist, whatever, on the planet. And that's just a fact. So, moving along, Miss Azealia Banks, my girl that I have to love from a distance a lot of the times, but I still, you already know. Yeah, anyways, Azealia Banks went off on Kanye. The past couple of days, she was on her Instagram story. She went off on Kanye, and I loved every fucking moment. She went off on the fact that he pretty much threatened to kill his daughter and how traumatizing that would be for her growing up and knowing that her dad vocally on stage said that, you know, he wanted to kill her. I mean, Kanye, right? He just went off and it blew up, went a little bit viral. And Azealia just being Azealia, if you care to listen to it, you want to be nosy, I just want to put it out there because a lot of people just love to hate Azealia. I don't know. Like, they want to listen in on what she says, but then they, like, ridicule her. So it's funny to watch. I mean, for those who don't like her, I get it. But if you just want to listen, I don't know. It's out there. I'm pretty sure on YouTube at this point. Just Google Azalea Banks on Kanye West Instagram or some shit like that. I'm pretty sure something will pop up. Or on Twitter, hashtag it, hashtag her name. These are just my ways of like getting around information. If you really don't know the resource of, because I don't, yeah, I'm sure she doesn't have it on her page. But in the meantime, I'm wishing you guys to be safe out here because I'm about to log off and enjoy my food before I go to bed. I shouldn't eat before I go to bed, but I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I have the munchies. But yeah, you guys, seriously, be careful out here. Actually, Frank Ocean's brother, younger brother died in a car accident yesterday morning on Sunday. And I'm sending my condolences to him and his loved ones. I can't even imagine what he's going through right now. Terrible. Really bad. I mean, a lot of people are driving like crazy, especially out here in Atlanta. Sorry, because every time I say that, like, people get offended. They're like, oh my God, it's not just Atlanta, it's everywhere. It's like, okay, but I live in Atlanta, and what else am I supposed to say? Like, I mean, why would I talk about, LA, people drive crazy in LA, even though I live here in Atlanta, and I'm affected here in Atlanta, and I see so many car accidents, like, crazy. Granted, it's due to, like, you know, people that aren't from here, from all over the country. I get it. But also, the roads here suck. They do. It's always like a last minute, like left turn lane only, or like a last minute right turn lane only. And people like have to quickly merge. And it's just too much, like potholes and like, you know, I don't know, people speeding and riding your bumper and just driving recklessly, going through red light. I can't even tell you how many times people go through traffic lights, punch it in the middle of an intersection. It's like crazy. But be careful out here, you guys. Make sure you meditate. Any form of meditation works. I meditate by, you know, enjoying my greens. You know what I mean? Seriously, protect your peace. Protect your peace. So, in the meantime, I will catch you guys next Monday night, and that's it. Stay tuned. Peace, love, and happiness. Bye.